Chad Wygand, Assistant Regional Director with U.S. Wheat Associates in our Mexico City office.
Chad, let's talk a little bit about this group that you're accompanying today here in Oklahoma. You've actually been in, a couple of a hard red winter wheat states, right?
That's correct. We started the trip earlier this week on Sunday in Omaha, Nebraska, toured Nebraska for Monday and half of Tuesday, and then went to Manhattan, Kansas, and then out to Great Bend, Kansas, and arrived here in Oklahoma last night.
Let's talk a little bit about the group. Tell me about the millers that are involved with this.
Well, we have Grupo Trimex, which is the largest milling company in Mexico. They have an annual installed milling capacity of about 2.4 million tons and operating about 80% capacity. That translates into about 55 to 60 million bushels per year they're using. About 50% of that is hard red winter wheat. And 13 mills in Mexico scattered throughout the country.
Mexico itself has been a good customer of U.S. wheat, right?
That's correct. Traditionally, after Japan, they're about number two importer of U.S. wheat for all classes and number one for hard red winter.
I guess one of the unique things about working with the Mexicans, Mexico buyers, the fact that we do have some opportunities to not, get away from just having to ship by sea or by boat. We can actually do some rail shipments, right?
Oh, that's correct. About 60% of the shipments going down are by rail, and so there's quite a bit of business being done by rail.
What do they need from us?
Quality. It's always what the miller's number one, what they're looking for. They need the protein for their bread making. Mexico, they do produce a good amount of wheat, but about 60-70% of that's a durum wheat, and so it's not suitable for bread making. So they're looking for hard wheats from the U.S. For import.
Are they primarily buying the wheat that they are importing? Is it primarily for bread, or are there some other products they're trying to produce as well?
Definitely. A lot of it's for bread, but also tortillas. And then cookies and crackers. Gamesa is a large client for Trimex. Gamesa is owned by PepsiCo. So they're looking for bread products, tortillas, cookies, crackers. They do import soft red winter as well from the U.S. for those cookies and crackers.
Who's our main competition when we start talking about, working with the Mexicans?
When you look at imports by origin, Canada's traditionally the second largest country exporting to Mexico, and that's a spring wheat that they're exporting. But recently, in the past couple of years, Russia has come onto the market there in Mexico, just for a variety of reasons. Bigger Russian crops, cheap freight rates, and Russian wheat's the weak ruble, and so Russian wheat has been priced much cheaper than hard red winter going into Mexico. And Russia's been the main threat as far as hard red winter goes, because it's a wheat that's similar in quality, not quite as strong as in protein, but it's most similar to a hard red winter. And so that has displaced some hard red winter sales into the U.S. in the past 3 years or so, or into Mexico in the past 3 years or so.
This company and then others that are some of their competitors inside the country, are they pretty well up to speed on what they need, or are we having to do some education like we often do at other U.S. wheat locations?
They're pretty sophisticated buyers, and know what they need, know the quality they need, and part of this trip is to look at opportunities that allow them to be more selective in the quality that they're buying. They are looking for more consistency from the shipment. So we've gone out to several of the cooperators, the co-ops in Oklahoma and in Kansas and Nebraska, looking how they can be more selective with their purchasing to ensure that quality and consistency and quality.
Do you think that, with Plains Grains, for example, they do a lot of the testing and a lot of the quality analysis on a grain shed by grain shed basis. Is that helpful to a group like this?
Absolutely. Plains Grains does excellent work as far as being able to map the various quality characteristics that they're looking for. And so we've done, part of this trip is doing that education for them, showing them how they can be more selective, looking at the co-ops that are in these areas that do have better quality, especially in a year like this where overall crop has been below average in protein. So this has helped them kind of look different areas where they can maybe source stronger wheat that they need for their clients.